The Doyle for Governor campaign issued a statement accusing Republicans of trying to smear the front-running candidate, thereby giving a boost to other Democratic candidates who might not do as well against Republican Scott McCallum. Republican Party Executive Director Eric Shoup denies this.
As Republicans and from the party standpoint, we're ready and prepared to face any one of the Democrats that come through that primary and feel that our candidate will still stand in first place at the end of the day in November.
Records show what appear to be campaign calls and appearances, some during state work hours. Ethics and campaign finance laws prohibit state workers from doing political work while on the job. Vacation records indicate former justice staffer Susan Goodwin and Joanna Richard didn't always take leave when campaign activity was scheduled. A top Doyle campaign advisor, Bill Christofferson, says the gubernatorial candidate has told staffers to keep state work and politics separate.
Jim Doyle's policy from the day he became Attorney General almost 12 years ago has been that no one who works for him would do any political or campaign work on state time. And he's made that very clear to everybody, and they have followed that policy.
The Attorney General even took pains recently to move an impromptu news conference from his state office because the questions related to another candidate's nomination papers. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.